Blog Talk Radio.
Today, and I am following through on something that I promised one of our chatters much earlier in the week. This is to a little fairy, and her birthday was August 8th. It was Friday. She was taking the day off, and I promised her I would have this in archives for her. So today is the day, because I've had several days of really craziness. So it's like, today is the day, and I'll make sure that she gets this in archives. But little fairies birth cards. She is, of course, a Leo, being that August birthday, and she is a five of diamonds. She's also a double, what we call a double five of diamonds, because Leo has no separate planetary ruling card. So she is a five of diamonds twice. And we're going to start out by looking at what is the five of diamonds, and it's the card itself is called the Seeker of Worth. This card has its share of challenges and its share of gifts, like all of five. Five of Diamonds people dislike routine. They abhor anything that pretends to limit their freedom or put them in a box. They can be perpetual wanderers, really never settling down for anything long enough to make it pay off. But others find value in a relationship or job and stay with it, and they create security in, and otherwise, you know, it can be an insecure or at least a, sometimes a bumpy ride road because they just have a lot of, you know, a lot of restlessness in the five. Main reasons of restlessness include areas, include work and relationships, and then again all the fives, and since we're talking about five diamonds, but they have that inner restlessness and inner sense of dissatisfaction on some level, but they also want to accomplish something of value and gain stability in their lives. These two ideals sometimes conflict, and it's really a trick for them to find a career that gives them both. For many of the Five of Diamonds, they choose sales as their work of choice. They can relate to people on all levels, and it really gives them success in that area. Of course, as with any of the cards, there can be financial losses in their life, situations where their kind-hearted nature really costs them a great deal. They're closely associated with the Nine of Diamonds card, and that makes them very giving people, tells us that there are outstanding debts to be paid in this life from the past. These people are givers. They love to share their resources with their family and close friends, although at times they seem to be taken advantage of by others and may kind of secretly resent that, you know. For them, giving is both a gift and a lesson. Inherently, they're spiritual beings situated in the Neptune column, and they know what is of true value as a diamond. The diamonds, we make that joke, you know, diamonds are girls' best friend, but a lot of times the diamonds people, they learn their lessons financially, and at the same time, the deeper lesson of the diamonds is value. So it's really they come to this planet, you know, really to examine this lifetime. What is of value? What is of worth? You know, really what do we want to accomplish in our life? Their knowledge extends to the psychic realms. A lot of the Five of Diamonds have a great ability, that intuition, that gut hunch, that, you know, those feelings, those prickles, you know, whatever it is that people call, you know, their ESP, their you know, intuition, because sometimes psychic is a very scary word for people, even though there's, you know, a lot of things that we use, other words we can use to describe it. But the challenge for her is going to come in practicing what they know. They come into this life with a certain amount of karma, which sometimes takes considerable hard work to discharge and really balance those scales. If you're not inclined to work at it, there will be a lot of problems. You've really got to practice what you know and do what it takes to get a job done without shirking responsibility. Neptune influence creates the desire to help others as part of their life work, but if you align yourself with a higher purpose or ideal, you can become the creator of your destiny and have a lot more success and fulfillment. Now, the first 45 years of life, okay, so you're turn 31 this year, so you got, you know, a little ways to go here, but, you know, you're still within that first 45 years of life, and they are the ones that are the most challenging for you. Your life does improve considerably as you get older, because there's that second cycle, you know, because 45, they call it the midlife crisis, 44 is pre-birth year, 45 is a rebirth year, and, you know, you bring to that 45th year everything you've learned. So, like I say, you've got another 14 years to go, you know, and on different things. So, you know, like buckle up and get ready for the ride already. Often come to a crossroads at midlife when you've got to face fears once and for all. And that's the time that a lot of them get interested in self-help projects or spirituality. Of course, you're a little bit ahead of the game because, you know, you're already in the spiritual thing, so it's like that's a good positive step forward. But this transformation occurs at 45, and your life begins anew in many respects. You know, you could become an authority in some area, either as an author or a teacher. You're looked up to for leadership and guidance. You know, really there's a major shift in that 45th year. Now, with relationships, because, of course, that's what everybody, you know, their biggest things are in life, is, you know, what are we doing? You know, when are we going to, you know, have that love of our life? You know, when are we going to get our dream job? You know, all that good stuff. But, you know, in this one with relationship, you're restless, you're changeable romantically. Sometimes you're actually averse to commitment. And for those reasons, you know, some of them have difficulty making a relationship work for an extended period of time. You know, you're very romantic. You got a lot of charm. You know, a lot of romantic prowess as symbolized. You got this Jack of Clubs in your Venus, which also has another Jack, the Jack of Diamonds, as its karma card. And for that reason, you're considered to be, I'll just say, one of the best catches. Okay, for having in some lucky guy. Okay, who's going to have you in their romantic life. You're attracted to people of wit and creativity. You yourself can be quite charming, but sometimes you're calculating and crafty when it comes to love. In some cases, love is kind of can be a mental game, and you kind of lose sight of your feelings as you get wrapped up in your analysis of the concept of love. Sometimes, this would be the lower side of the card. You can get into that sneaky or dishonest bit, if you choose to, which, hopefully, say, you've got the spiritual thing going for you, so, you're going to know that, truth and all that good stuff, that's the best way. At the same time, contact with books, other educational material about love and relationships has a tremendous impact on you and can bring you up to a higher level and a lot more happiness. And one of the ones I really liked, if you've never read John Gray's Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, it's a good one. But the whole concept of marriage and yearning for intimacy that love requires is a major challenge for you sometimes, and one that you're going to be dealing with, sometimes often during the course of your life. Of course, again, being a five, you often don't want to return to a confinement of a box, that if you perceive marriage as a box that can represent, you want to explore and undertake new adventures. But if you haven't had that love of your life yet, and that's what you're looking for, when you make that your focus, that is highly likely what you're going to be running across and what you're going to find. Okay, let's see here. And we're going to start with the 31st year here. I was debating which way to do this. I believe I'm going to go ahead and start with your long-range card, because you've got as a long-range card the Eight of Clubs, and I'm going to kind of read these across here. As your Pluto and Result card this year, the Pluto card, which is your challenge card, is a Seven of Hearts. Seven of Hearts often, sevens are about faith, of course, that relationship. As a Result card, though, you've got a Six of Clubs. And sixes in your yearly reading card, that's usually the year that you are going to, find one of your major stepping stones to where you're supposed to be in this life type of thing. The Environment card backs this up. Oh, my goodness, you've got this twice. You've got a Six of Diamonds in the Environment card, which is like a card that brings you blessings all year. The Displacement card is also the Six of Clubs. You've got three, and then actually you've got a fourth six, because you have a Six of Hearts in your Mercury time, which starts at your birthday, and so then it's 52 days. So you have actually got four of the six cards this year, and it's like that's really, it's going to be a year where you're really finding what it is you want to do, where you want to go, what do I want to be when I grow up, that kind of thing. But it's really finding your life path and your life work. So I'm going to look a little bit deeper here with that Eight of Clubs. That Eight of Clubs as your long range, because that's really one of the strong cards. It's like a very psychic card, very powerful card. The Eight cards are power cards. And with that as your long range, it brings a great deal of mental power this year. And it can bring you success in any of the Mercury-ruled professions, speaking, writing, education. It can also overcome a lot of problems and obstacles that stand in the way of your goals. And this is, acknowledging that we've got some keywords here down here at the end, that you're really focused on your goals and you're really focused with, kind of this tunnel vision on what you want to be doing this year. The only negative aspect of that influence could be a tendency towards some mental stubbornness or fixed opinion that might tempt you to be the steamroller. Just be careful this year you don't steamroll over people, okay? Set your goals high. As always said, shoot for the stars, because that way if you miss, you're at least in the neighborhood. And focus your mind on success. A lot of the success with this card comes in focusing the mind on definite objectives. By definition, it means excluding certain options in your life to put more energy into one main goal. As you progress through the year, you're going to experience firsthand the power comes from a one-pointed thrust of mental energy, and enjoy the success that comes with it and brings you. Here's the key word, a year of mental power and accomplishment, especially in the mental and communication field. I focus my energies for more success. So that would be, you know, of course you can have this in archives, but that would be the one that you, you know, kind of write those down, put those, you know, I always use the 3x5 index card, but, you know, put that on your 3x5 index card, you know, hang it on your mirror and really focus on that for the year. And that's your, I'll say that's your yearly focus. That's your, what you're going to be consumed with or really focus on the most. The Pluto and the result cards as a pair, because that's how they're read, and that's that Seven of Hearts with that Six of Clubs. So the Seven of Hearts as your Pluto, and this is the challenge that you've given yourself this year, you're likely to be challenged many times in the area of personal relationships, either friends, family, romantic interests, you know, going to cause you to see areas where you hold expectations and possibly attachments to others, that other people have to love you in a certain way. At times you might feel either hurt or victimized by others. You might be tempted to blame others, you know, for your hurt feelings. But when you examine that deeper, you're going to find that you really set yourself up for those downfalls by placing excessive, we'll just kind of maybe say excessive demands upon the people that you love and care for. And part of the lesson this year is you need to learn to rise above that level of attachment this year to a new way of being in personal relationships that's more healthy and expansive for you than has gone on in the past. You might also find yourself there, you've gotten involved in some kind of either humanitarian work or counseling work where you give a lot to others, and that also may challenge you at times this year. It's a year of developing a spiritual and unattached love for those in your life and to give both them and yourself the freedom to be who you are. And we're going to, you know, we're going to look at that result card again, that Six of Clubs specifically to see who might be involved or, you know, that raising of love consciousness. Now, your affirmation, though, for that Pluto card is, I'm learning how to experience unconditional love for others, and in the process, I set myself free. I'm going to say that one again. This is your, you know, again, this is that 3x5 index. I am learning how to experience unconditional love for others, and in the process, I set myself free. Okay? Now we're going to look at this, the paired, that other paired one there, with the Six of Clubs. And that Six of Clubs as the result card. You know, it's awareness of your personal destiny, intuition, you know, paying for things you said in the past, you know, the communication card, the scholar card. One result of many of your efforts this year will be either to develop heightened intuition or to create peaceful and effective communication with those around you. The Six is a really powerful steadying influence, and it demands responsibility and the willingness to compromise and that it is to be handled effectively. Again, that Pluto card, that Seven of Hearts, you know, kind of tells you who's involved or the situation might involve to give you more details about the steps you're taking towards intuitive and responsible communication. It can also signal a year in which you discover a special purpose or destiny for yourself. And this purpose could have something to do with sharing truth or a higher form of knowledge with the world. Listen to your voice within, and much is going to be revealed to you. The affirmation for this one is, by listening to my inner voice, I find my special purpose in life that will direct me to the highest path. Again, that affirmation for that result card is, by listening to my inner voice, find my special purpose in life and that will direct me to the highest path. Okay, and then our next one in there. I'm actually, since I'm with that Six of Clubs right now, I'm going to read the displacement card first. And again, these are all, the first five here are the year-long cards. And this being the displacement card, it's a powerful card of karma and equality. And it's highly likely you're going to have to come to terms with some things you might have done in the past to make amends. This card has some other equally important influences that can affect you on many levels. So really be careful to understand what's happening. First of all, you could have some experiences this year that occur as a result of things you've been telling others that were either maybe not quite as accurate as they could have been, or, you know, maybe just a little bit, maybe unjust in their application. Okay, and then, you know, for example, Maybe someone has proclaimed to the world about their innocence in a certain manner, but in fact they're really guilty. So they may get caught under that powerful karmic influence, okay? So it's just, you know, be very aware of it's really that look in the mirror this year, okay? Six of Clubs can mean the settlement of an old score. And when it's the case, the effect of the settlement is equal to how long the misrepresentation has been going on and how many people were affected by it. However, if you've been truthful in your dealings and have not been using any specific philosophy that's been causing harm or pain to others, you've got nothing to worry about, okay? The negative aspects of this card only affect those who have been misusing the power of their spoken or written word. It's really amazing, though, how our secrets can come out under this influence. On the other hand, okay, there's some other possibilities with this card. It can have a powerful and positive effect on your work and career. It could be a year when you become much better known and recognized for your contributions. Someone employed in a regular job situation, you know, you might get a raise or promotion. If you're self-employed, you can find your business takes off as the public becomes more conscious of what you're doing. It really trying to devote some of your resources to advertising or getting into the media because success in those areas is almost certain. All in all, it's a hallmark year where work is concerned. And finally, again, one of those other possibilities, it points to a need for more on your purpose in life. People whose actions, plans, and work are part of some either mission or purpose always achieve more than those whose life has no direction or meaning. So it could really be a year when circumstances cause you to reflect on your life, make a sincere effort to find the path that's best for you, and then once that path is found, you're, you know, kind of, I hate to say obligated, but, you know, you kind of are really going to feel like, man, I really got to get this done, you know, on a spiritual level, to follow it to the best of your ability, regardless of whatever external circumstances are there. Following this path you set for yourself or just finding the path that's meant for you, maybe just really one of the significant challenges of this year. Okay, so again, with all those sixes there, it's like it really is going to be like a fact finding year for you. Let's see. One of the things I do is so we're going to look and just kind of see, and this would be applied every year because each person's, you know, birth year is unique to them. So yours being the August 8th there. Okay, the Mercury time frame, of course, you know, started and it goes for 52 days, started on your birth anniversary, which was August 8th, Friday. Now, your Venus time will start September 29th, and then you go forward. Your Mars time for this year will be November 20th is when that starts for the next 52 days. Your Jupiter time frame, your blessed time of the year, January 12th is when that begins. Your Saturn time, which is, you know, the more challenging karmic type time, that's going to be March 5th. The Uranian time frame kind of lightens that up a little bit, you know, have an unexpected, begins April 26th, and that, of course, would be of 2015. So it's like when we got to January, it's like it rolls, the year rolls over 2015. And then your Neptune time frame begins June 17th, okay, and that'll, again, that's going to be in 2015 because this is your personal year, okay? So, again, you know, Mercury are things that, you know, happen. They're kind of short-lived a little bit. Venus has to do with, you know, the women in our life and romantic situations. Mars has to do dealing with men in our life. And there's always a caution there. Don't be overly aggressive or overly assertive when you're in your Mars time because it can get you in hot water if you're not careful. The Jupiter time frame, of course, is the blessed time of year. You know, that's when the best things, you know, will happen. Or even if there's challenging cards, it'll turn out, you know, it'll have, you know, fair outcomes than it would normally. Saturn is always the hardest time of the year, you know, if and only if, you know, you've got, say, the challenging cards, it can be doubly, but if you have, you know, good, strong cards that are real positive, it's like, you know, it can be a lot easier. The Uranian time frame, like I say, is just kind of that fun. It's a humanitarian time. And the Neptune time deals with our dreams, our hopes, our desires, our goals, you know, those kind of things. So those, you know, kind of the influences for each of those time frames. In Mercury, right now, you've got a 6 of hearts and a 5 of hearts. So this explains a lot, you know, why, you know, you're kind of, oh, my goodness, they give love it when they give signs. Looking for love in all the wrong places, you know. So just make sure you, you know, a lot of times to find partners is get involved in something that you like to do, that gives you joy, that gives you pleasure, that, you know, you really enjoy and finding people that share that either, you know, same hobby, interest, or, you know, but get out your door, get out your front door and meeting people. In the Mercury time frame, you're going to be faced with the results of past communications with the people you love the most. And if you've been, you know, really responsible and you've been doing that, you know, give and take, it's really going to be a period of peace and happiness. But if there are either unsettled emotional debts incurred in the past, you might be faced with, you know, kind of that repayment of those at this time and the opportunity to take more responsibility in that important area. So really practicing the law of love in your mind and heart. And, of course, say Mercury is a time frame that's, it's short-lived, doesn't last long, you know, it's like kind of quick and come and quick and go. And also the underlying one that you've got the five parts also in that Mercury time period, and that's give restlessness. It's, you know, changes the heart. Sometimes with a lot of fives, it's, you know, you can move to a new home, or it's like, you know, you sometimes your life can be a series of, you know, I'm geographically relocated again, you know, that one. But it could be marked by sudden changes in either feelings or a sudden move away from loved ones, either geographically or just, you know, in an emotional sense, how you can feel distant from someone even though they're in the same room, you know what I mean? You could experience travel or separations. Changes could bring emotional turmoil or insecurity during that time period. Really watching out for a tendency towards fickleness or indecisiveness is what goes along with this influence. So just be aware of that. At the same time, you might be able to meet a lot of new and interesting people during this period, and some of them could end up as romantic partners. So it's, I know that was one of your questions, like, you know, somebody coming into my life, it's like, it could happen, you know. Think of Angel in the Outfield, little JP, it's like, it could happen, you know, yes. And definitely it's like, okay, in the Venus time frame, you've got a two of diamonds and a seven of diamonds. And, of course, Venus is that time frame of dealing with women, with the feminine. It represents either a business partnership possibly, so if you're thinking about going into business for yourself, you know, either with a friend, mate, you know, spouse, or you know, female partnership, it would be profitable. It promotes a love of partnership and a desire to associate with those of means, perhaps. Could be out of a fear of not having enough for yourself, so just be careful for yourself there when you're mixing love and money, because the two of diamonds is called the Wheeler Dealer card. There's always a possibility of deception when your heart rules your head in business. So just, you know, that's a caveat there, okay? Then we go to the underlying card with that, and that's that seven of diamonds, also in the Venus sign frame. That's, it can be financial challenges or a learning appreciation for things that you value. It can mean spending money on, you know, again, friends, mates, you know, relatives, you know, nieces, aunts, you know, something like that. But a lot of money could be spent on luxury items or close friends. You might be feeling extravagant, and it may be making it an emotional, you know, it can be making you masking. It can be masking an emotional insecurity and that desire to be loved. You know, you're kind of trying to, you know, money can't buy you love. Remember that one. You know, but your true fears are going to be exposed. You're going to have to deal with those inner feelings of insecurity about money and love. Practice appreciation and affirmation to help fill that inner void. And again, kind of points back to that two diamond cards in that period, in this time period. So they kind of, the two cards together kind of go together, you know, in the new time frame. Okay, in the Mars time frame, you've got a couple really, let's see here, let me make sure that was right. Okay, there it is. I don't want to be in the clubs, we want to be in the diamonds here. Hang on. Messed me up there. Okay, there we go. But you've got the two of spades and a nine of diamonds in the Mars time. And so I don't forget myself here. I'm just going to go ahead and phrase these out here. In the Jupiter time frame, you have the king of hearts, the three of clubs. Saturn, you have the king of spades and ace of diamonds. And Neptune is a two of hearts with a king of spades. And it's like it's kind of interesting on these, on the years. Not a lot of years have two Neptune cards. So you do this year, and the fact that it's that king of spades, which is like, you know, the master, your destiny card, that's kind of cool. Okay, going back here, though, to our Mars card, that two of spades combined with the nine of diamonds, and that's dealing with men. Okay, two of spades is about friendships and working partnerships, and it can mean partnership with a man or a group of men, you know, work, something like that, but indicating a meeting, possibly with an attorney about a legal matter, maybe, you know, something's going on in that area. It's also an excellent influence for attorneys or anyone involved in negotiating work. Under this influence, you work best in partnership, and you have the ability to keep peace among those who are at odds with each other. It might be a challenge, but your honest efforts and hard work can bring a lot of progress towards your work goals right now. So, again, this is dealing with career, jobs, that kind of stuff. And then we have that 9. Of course, 9s always seem a little bit scary because, I see the odd number cards, they're sometimes present a lot of challenges. Now, it does say 9 of diamonds is about financial losses or large sums of money going out, or either it can be giving to charity, or it could be loss of a job or ending of a value system. There's a lot of different possibilities with this one. It may, if you're in speculation, it can bring a loss of money. If you're, speculating or in legal matters or in connection with some man, if you're aggressive, business activities, that's not a good thing right now. It's like, this is more time to cooperate, or aggressive, speculation and business things. That's not favored at this time, and it can bring those losses. So just be careful what you do and what you say. Really just, it's like tread carefully there and really be aware and listen to yourself. You'll be attracted to possibly speculation or gambling during this period. Your best returns, though, are going to come from long-term investments, which it can also represent difficulties in collecting inheritance or some kind of tax or insurance claim, something like that happening. And again, that's would be one of the more challenging aspects of that. The 2 gives you a little bit of positiveness there, because I find it really interesting to have, 2 twos, and then we have a couple of challenging cards underneath for the Venus and Mars period both. So there's, it's just being careful of how you conduct yourself. It's like always take the high road when there's an opportunity there. Jupiter. Now, Jupiter is a really cool time because you have the King of Hearts here, and the King of Hearts is called the Loving, indicate romantic or social success, or finding a partner, somebody to date or who's special, at this point in time. So in this Jupiter frame, financial and other blessings come as a result of mastery over your own feelings. Because anytime the King's, it is about mastering your own feelings. It's a lot of times it's about our inner work because, we've learned so much about how we see our inner world affect, it definitely is what our outer world is. Our outer world is a mirror of what our inner world is. But it's really, mastery of your feelings, your ability to communicate with charm and with grace, seasoned with salt in those of business and at home, family relationships. You've got a lot of love power at your disposal, and just make sure you use it wisely. Your ability to handle others might astound you at this period of time. And also there's a heads up, for men of the heart suit, they could be a source of financial or other blessings this year. And this is kind of the yearly influence maybe for this too, especially those who are older or who are in a leadership role at their work. So, maybe somebody like mentoring you or kind of taking you under their wing, that kind of thing. So that's the effect of the Jupiter timeframe. You've also got the Ace of Diamonds. Ace of Diamonds is a really exciting one for starting things. Aces are always the starters. It's like, what are we going to do? Looking for new things. It's a desire for money and the beginning of new ways to make money. And in Jupiter, that's in that expansive time. During that period, you may have a strong desire to maintain status or financial standing that really motivates you into work and action. Under that influence, it's very possible that, you begin a new job, a new line of work, or find a new way to make money. And again, they really keep hammering with this, is there something you'd like to be doing, to work for yourself, start your own business type of thing. So whether it's, working in the corporate world or working for somebody else or, making plans for self-employment. It's like this is, a really good time. Things that are begun during this period are really destined for success. So it's like if you're thinking about it, you've got time during this till Jupiter period comes along here to really be thinking about, man, what do I want to do? Because, now would be the time to launch it. It can also represent an important communication regarding the business or financial investment. It will probably be an increase in hard work and perseverance, and that's what's going to bring financial success, because there is always that genius is 99% perspiration and 1% inspiration. You know how that goes. So, yeah, so there's, you know, there's always hard work involved with it, but that's, you know, that's an okay thing, because it really keeps you focused on what you're doing. All right, and then we come into the Saturn time. Oh, my goodness, and you've got, I didn't realize this, you have the King of Spades twice. Okay, once is in this, okay, wait a minute. Your Saturn is what I just read for that. No, it's not. Okay, Jupiter was the 3 o'clock. Okay, so let me look at that one, because that Ace of Spades is actually in Saturn, so it's like now we've got misread that. The 3 o'clock is in your Jupiter time. And with that being applying creativity or doing creative work, okay, so it's also called the writer's card. With the Jupiter influence, it's assured in any of the creative pursuits, and it also indicates success in more than one area at the same time. So you might be juggling, a couple jobs or learning how to juggle two things at the same time and keep your creative juices flowing. Under Jupiter, it can bring some indecision about business or money, like which job should I do, which investment, So now your mind is really keen and versatile, and you can profit by utilizing more than one opportunity at once. So maybe that you need the two things to do because, you might just get bored with doing one thing. But don't worry, just do both of them and see what happens. Okay, sorry about that. But that's the Jupiter one. The Ace of Diamonds was actually under the Saturn time frame. I was like, all right. I was amazed that that was the same. But, yeah, Saturn time frame for your Ace of Diamonds. And that you might experience that thwarted desire for money or have a fear of poverty, okay? So just, get out of the fear because the fear is going to bring you problems, or ill health, something like that. So any new business or money-making enterprises, now if you begin them now, they're going to demand a lot of hard work. So this is why you'd want to start that in the Jupiter time frame, okay, to get them to pay off. And it can represent a desire for money to either help someone who is in need or ill. It's a karmic influence, and it's a payment for past action. It may well be that some of the problems, you're going through now stem from, again, actions in the past. And Saturn is a big, karmic, let's balance it out moment, okay? But especially if you've been overly attached to material status or possessions, it leads to kind of a general feeling of impoverishment, so again, watch that fear, watch the fears. And it can affect your entire year to some extent if you're not careful with that, alrighty. It's just interesting that our state of abundance is more about how we feel inside than our actual state of external affairs. So, if you're doing good financially, just don't worry about it more than you need to. If you tend to have some fears about it, get rid of those. Watch The Secret, figure out a way to turn that around and really be positively on really what you want to do. Okay, and now we got the King of Spades. This is amazing. This is cool because you got the King of Spades twice, and it's like some cards never get them, like maybe once in a lifetime, and here you have it like twice in the same year. Now, in the Saturn, it's typically the most difficult time of year. Position promises that you are going to be able to overcome difficulties that may arise, especially relating to health or work. It's a really powerful card. It casts a favorable influence over your entire year, giving you better chances of success in every area of your life. For sure, your health is going to be, pretty good this year, mostly from just taking matters into your own hands. It's especially good influence for progress and success in your career. Again, hard work. Spades always represent that hard work and the willingness to take responsibility, especially with that king. You can go far and receive some well-deserved recognition for your efforts. Now, this one is going to kind of be on the lookout for men of the spade suit, especially those who are older, who might be in positions of authority or responsibility, because they might prove a little troublesome or burdensome in some way during this time frame, during your Saturn time frame, which wasn't until, it's like 2015, so it's like, it's not for a while, so, but just go back and make sure you have those dates then. All righty. Now, looking to the Uranian time frame, we have the Eight of Hearts. Oh, power and love. And the Ten of Clubs. So, that's like it's called the Playboy Playgirl card. So, this is like, be careful you don't abuse that one. But success in spiritual studies and working with groups is really highlighted. Power and charm that you're experiencing with that Eight of Hearts can be applied in work or humanitarian endeavors with groups. You should find, you know, you're successful whenever you direct this power during this period through spiritually related activities. They're highlighted by the influence of Uranus, and it's part of cooperation among friends and coworkers. And just because of the very power of this card, it's just about a guarantee it's going to be a very successful, prosperous time period. This is the Uranian time period. Even if that other card was one of challenge or difficulty, this card is so powerful. It just, you know, it's like you will overcome. You're going to have a successful outcome to situations that arise. But you, again, wow, you've got another powerful card in that Uranian time frame. You've got the Ten of Clubs. And that gives you success in the communication field, teaching. And it can be also you have a lot on your mind, okay, in this time frame. It brings success and recognition in labor affairs, you know, like real estate deals, any kind of teaching or writing. And it's a really good influence, again, for humanitarian work or that selfless service to your community. Again, life development, there you go, your intuitive development, your hunches, whatever. Working with electronics and futuristic technology is also favored, okay? Your intuition could be very strong now, so apply it in your work for success and understanding of yourself and of others. All right. So that's, this is like you got some really just awesome and amazing cards this year. Okay, and let's see. Last but not least, we're looking at that Neptune one, and I believe we said that that Neptune had, I misread that one. Let's see, where'd that go? Oh, no, I didn't. Ace of Diamonds, hold it. Let me get to the right one here. Yeah, okay. Yeah, Neptune, you have two cards this year. You've got the Two of Hearts, and again, that King of Spades. So let's see what that first one gives you in Neptune. Two of Hearts is a union in love. In other decks, it's, you know, it's called the Lover's Card. Union of Hearts. Now, when that's in Neptune, it could bring a very romantic and idealistic love affair or friendship. You might meet someone while you're traveling, or it just could be, you know, either like a secret or mystical affair or something. But Neptune's glamour may prevent you from being objective, okay? The person you meet may seem to be the person of your dreams, but caution is advised. Postpone any important decisions about this love until after your next birthday, you know, after you turn 32. And also just be watchful for miscommunications that could stir up trouble between you. This card will actually affect you for an entire year, and it's going to cause you to yearn for some kind of, like, perfect love or lover, which is really funny. Yeah, it is. I know. It's just weird about you're dreaming about you, you know, your soulmate. But only time is going to tell if that person, you know, if this is the person that is actually showing up, or whether it's, you know, they're, like I say, with the Neptune influence, it can be the person of your dreams. They've also said it can be, you know, after you get the rose-colored glasses off, it can be your nightmare. So make sure you don't have the rose-colored glasses on during that time period, you know, when you're really, I would say, assessing, you know, dating, looking at that person, you know, who shows up in that time frame. And now it's like you've got the King of Spades also in that Neptune time frame. And it's, you know, again, Neptune is that, you know, the spiritual, the really people, you know, feel like they're in the nebulous clouds, you know, things like that. But now with this King of Spades, this most, again, powerful card in the deck, with its presence, you can accomplish most any task or goal that you set for yourself. It might have something to do with foreign interests, you know, it could be overseas travel, vacation, spiritual development, overcoming some kind of addiction in life, something like that. In any case, whatever it is you're up against, you're looking at, success is assured as you're given the gift of wisdom and truth from the wisest card of all. Again, this is the same minute of the spade suit that you meet this year, and especially for this time period and to, you know, for less extent the entire year, might be a little hard for you to see objectively because they're in that card of Neptune. You could easily project fantasies on them, either romantic or otherwise. So, again, it's best not to make any important decisions related to them until after you turn 32. And 32 is going to be an interesting year also because that's, you know, that we're going to get you through this year first. But 32 is a year, it's a card of, I'll say, transition. You know, any of the cards, anytime you're an age that adds up to 5, you know, whether it's age 5, whether it's age 14, you know, age 23, age 32. So, you know, take any of the numbers of ages that add up to 5. And that tends to be a very restless, you know, type of year, that kind of thing for you. So, again, you know, you're 31 this year, so it's like, you know, you got a whole year to contemplate on that, but you've got a lot of things coming up and a lot of things going to be going on, and you're going to be doing a lot of looking in the mirror, evaluating, you know, different kind of things as the time periods go on. So I'll encourage you to download this, to kind of, you know, listen to it again, you know, through the year, you know, maybe get a calendar or something, just kind of write down those, you know, time frames and just kind of, you know, keep those in mind. And especially the ones that are the affirmations, it's like they are, you know, really, really good for us to, it gives us our mind of focus, I guess, with that one. All righty. So this has been my reading for Little Fairy, because I promised her this. It was her birthday on Friday, and I was going to try and do this on Wednesday and Thursday, and we just didn't end up doing those. And then Friday and Saturday were amazing days for me. I hope you guys had really fun times there. But this was the first day I could get to that, so this is for her. And we've got a couple callers, and thank you guys for hanging on here. I will start with our caller from area code 229. 229, this is Casey, doing kind of a body specialist. Who am I visiting with today?
Yes, this is Melvin.
Melvin, hi. How is it going?
Lord, I wish I could tell you something good, but it's about the same, and going through a little financial difficulties and trying to get my son into a physical therapist. They wanted to send him home, but I don't know what my ex-wife won't tell me what's going on.
Wow. Okay.
She's not being cooperative. Her and her sister, but I think they're trying to file a lawsuit. I'm not sure. The attorney may have already contacted the hospital. Have they did that already? Contacted the hospital?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure on that. It's like I was just kind of listening to what you're going on with. Let me just take a look at your cards here really quick. What's your month and day of birth here?
September the 10th, 1960.
Okay, September 10th. Okay, you are an Ace of Diamonds with the Queen of Diamonds as your planetary ruler. So let's take a look at this really quick. That Ace, okay.
Okay.
Aces. And that's really funny because actually that's Bonnie's birthday, or her birth card also is the the Ace of Diamonds.
Oh, yeah, she told me that.
Yeah. Exactly. So, okay, how about
that's my birthday.
1960, so you're 54 this year, is that right?
I'll be 54 next year. I mean, next month, excuse me.
Oh, right, yes. Now you're 53. Okay. So yes, let's see what we got going on for your 53rd year here, and what is happening. Okay, you've got a long range. You've got a King of Diamonds, which is actually a businessman's card. And where are you at in your year? Let me see here. Let me just look at this really quick and see where your dates and times are in that ace there. Okay, that's September. All righty. You are okay. Let's see. Mercury. Yes, Mars. Okay, now you're clear into, okay, wow. Yeah, okay, your Neptune time frame. Because you're really close to you're really close. Your birthday's coming up. Yeah, I see what's going on here. Okay, you're in your Neptune time, which began July 20th. So I'm just going to kind of look and compare here and see what in the world is going on for you here. Okay, a lot of changes. You've got a 5 of clubs in there. You had, in the Uranus time, you had an 8 of clubs and a 5 of clubs, and that 5 of clubs continued on. So let's kind of see what's going on, because Five of Clubs is, I'll say, you know, the odd number cards are a little more challenging, and they will bring to us challenges that go on.
Okay.
In Neptune. Okay. Well, it can. It's a time. It's a time. They're indicating a lot of times in Neptune. It's like dealing with water, dealing with journeys. Or journeys. By water, things like that. And it could be, trip could be enjoyable. It could bring new friends and new opportunities. And I'm just thinking in your situation, might be trips back and forth to hospitals. You're making like local trips, things like that. It could bring about opportunities to help others in some way that could bring you contentment. It may make it difficult for you to focus your energies on any one thing. You may lose some things, just by being too scattered. It's an excellent one for travel, but it's the Five of Clubs basically is changes in plans or thinking. And I know it's also a very restless card. It's very, it's a time when I'll just say it's kind of like, the storm at sea. It's like when energies and things are turned up, when the water's turned up, and you get a lot of stuff being thrown up on the beach, like during a storm that you kind of go, wow, I didn't expect to see that today, type of stuff. Right. And that just kind of feels like what's going on with you right now is things are really churning. The water is really being churned up for you.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah, it's not necessarily. What's that?
Is that a good thing?
It can be because it cleans things out. If you kind of think of water, in a cleansing way, it's going to bring things to the surface that you're going to have to deal with, which is basically what I'm seeing, is kind of going on right now, is you're having a lot of things, churned up going on, a lot of things happening, and ultimately it's going to be good. It doesn't feel good while you're going through it. It's kind of like being in the sea when it's choppy and you don't necessarily have the life preserver on and you're going, got to sink or swim, It's like it kind of feels like that, It's like it kind of feels like you're in situations and you're just kind of like overwhelmed with a lot of things happening. Ultimately, it's like this too shall pass. It's like, that's the positive thing of any of this is, is this too shall pass. There's going to be, I'm going to say next year looks like a better year for you just in terms of some of the stuff that's gone on. You've had a lot of challenges, I'll say, this year. You've had some of the sevens. Sevens are about, challenges. Have faith. It's like, have faith for, say there's a seven of spades. Have faith with work and career. Seven of clubs. Have faith that you're going to be able to communicate, what you're going to do. And it's like, and then you've got like threes. Like I've not seen so many odd number cards. Man, you got a lot of them this year. But it's just, they're the more challenging cards, and it's bringing things up. Four lessons, four things, to be learned, that kind of stuff. And it's, ultimately it's a good thing because it brings things up to the surface. It makes it so, you get to deal with the things and you get to clear them. It's like you get to, have a resolution with them and you don't have to be in the turmoil all the time because eventually, the storm at sea ends and it's like eventually there's calm waters again, but then you're kind of, you got to go through the beach and kind of, pick and go, okay, I'm dealing with this, so you've got the after stuff that happens, but at the same time, there's an end in sight, there's a light at the end of the tunnel and it's not an oncoming train, that whole thing. So I'm going to say it's difficult sometimes, when you're in the midst of chaos, when you're in the midst of the storm, when you're in the midst of, going, oh my goodness, I'm swallowing too much seawater here. It's like, it feels like I'm going to sink, but it's like, keep dog paddling, just keep going forward, keep moving forward with what you're doing because, it's going to come to an end. It's everything will, come out, but it's like sometimes with us, and I'll say in our human form, it's like, God's timeline is a lot longer than ours, and it just feels like we go through these things forever, but it's not forever. It's, there is a time and a season for, for things, and it's like you will come to some terms with some of the stuff, whether it's this year, next year. It's like, next year I'm going to say, it looks a little better. You still got some of the odd number cards coming up in there, but you've got some other positive, stronger cards coming up. It's like, some of the ones with I'll say, with self-mastery. And it's like what's really a lot of the things that happen in our life, and I know sometimes it's the hardest thing to realize, but it's what we believe and it's what we feel within ourselves, and that literally our life mirrors that back to us. So I don't know if you, like I said, I don't know if you've ever heard or seen the movie called The Secret. It's by Rhonda Byrne. It's like the DVD. It's like it's probably for rent someplace by this time, you know, or, you know, check out the book in the library, something like that, or it's even on CDs. But, you know, really listen to that, and it's getting a sense of, you know, I mean, she talks about the law of attraction, but it's energy, you know, energy flows, you know, where attention goes. So what you're focused on, you know, that you really look at, and there's another really good one, golly, I don't know if you have like YouTube or something like that, but go to some of the Joel Osteen things. And, you know, I mean, a lot of people have, you know, criticisms of him, but it's like, look up the one where it's called the I Am. It's like called the I Am. You know that it's, I'm trying to think of what it's called. It's like, you know, but it's his sermon on the I Am. It's like, and it says, you know, where you go, I am. And it's like, and then whatever word you put in that after that, you know, whether you're saying I am happy, I am challenged,
I am blessed,
I am, you know, it's the I am. So it's like, figure out what you want to bring into your life, you know, that's part of it. And the other part of it is, you know, I'll just say from a, you know, scriptural perspective, because that's, you know, that's kind of where I'm at, is he talks about, you know, the promises, you know, when you're going to present a court case, you know, and I'm going to say this, you know, because God has court cases too. It's like, but instead of begging, instead of pleading for help, say, God, you know, I really need help. He talks about finding the scriptures and saying, God, you said, you know, you said, and you promised this, and you promised, you know, whatever. And you make those promises your own. And it's like, put them on your index card, on your bathroom, you know, mirror, that kind of stuff. I did a show earlier today. It's like, if you look under, I'm trying to think, it's, I think it's like Rev Casey. It's like, it's called, I don't know, Love, Light, Prayer, and Share. And it's like, but I'm actually reading Joel Osteen's book called Breakout. And it's, you know, it's having bigger prayers. It's how you think about things, you know, and all of it's tied in. I mean, it's all tied into this. It's like what you know, I'll go back to Napoleon Hill, what you can conceive and believe, you can achieve, the CBAs, okay? But it's really got to do with, you know, how you really truly feel. Because sometimes, you know, we'll like put a Band-Aid on something and go, oh, well, I'm going to say these affirmations and I really feel this way. And it's like, but deep down you go, no, I really don't feel that way. And it's like, and it's, the, you know, so this inner storm, I'm going to say, is about bringing these things that you really feel deep down, bringing them up on the shore so you can look at them and go, you know, I see, you know, I'm wanting to believe this, but I really believe this. So how do I get rid of this? How do I reprogram this? How do I say, you know, thank you, I was taught this when I was younger. And I know you've got, you know, you had a stint with the Marines. I had a brother in the Marines, so it's like, man, doll, and I will say the programming.
Yeah.
That they did. Okay. But I remember going through this with him, and I had him do some exercises. You know, I got on the phone with him, and we just did some stuff. And I said, take some of the stuff that you were taught, and I said, I just want you to do it like, you know, one of those old reel-to-reel projection things. I said, I want you to unspool that stuff. I said, just go with it. You know, so he says, okay. So he started, you know, he played along. It's like, okay, I'll visualize this. So he started doing it, and we kept talking, and we talked for probably like a half an hour. And I said, so how is that, you know, reel spooling out? He goes, it's all. And I said, you're kidding. And he goes, no. He says, I didn't realize. I mean, he was, it made him aware of, he didn't realize that he had so many things programmed into him. And sometimes we have, you know, defeat programmed into us, or we have, you know, you have to take orders from me programmed into us. We have a, what's called a victim mentality programmed into us. And it's, you know, I mean, I understand from the military perspective, they want guys who, you know, you're going to do what you're told, when you're told to do it, you're going to put your life in danger, et cetera. But they really give you kind of that subservient attitude. And it's like, so you need to spool that out and go, you know what? I'm a child of God. And it's like, I don't need to be subservient to anyone but my maker. Okay, so it's like,
yeah.
I'm just going to give you this exercise and go, you know, go with the storm that's going there. And it's like, you've been going through it for a while, and I know you have. And it's like, you know, feel like the, you know, if you were in a boat, the boat is swamping and you need to be bailing, you know, type of stuff. But it's like, be thankful for it, because it's going to show you, it's going to throw up all that stuff on the beach, and you're going to get to go look through it, pick through it, and go, do I want to keep this? Is this serving, you know, my higher interest? You know, is this serving my better good as a child of, you know, my creator, or is, you know, what is this doing for me? So, you know, really and truly take a look at that. And it's like, and I do, I understand that the, you know, the situations you're going through with all these different things. The other thing I'm also going to say is there's a really cool place. It's like if you Google it, I don't know, you can, I can't remember how to find it, but it's called Ho'oponopono. It's like, it's a Hawaiian word. It's H-O, and then there's like an apostrophe, O-P-O-N-O-P-O, okay, Ho'oponopono. And this gentleman, he was a like a medical doctor, but it's Dr. Lou somebody rather, but he healed a ward of mental criminals, and it's like, you know, criminally insane people, and he took them and he used this idea of the Ho'oponopono, and it's the four questions, but it's like, it's not just the questions themselves. I mean, you spend time studying this, but you say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. And he took it all upon himself, since he had become like the medical doctor, you know, over these people, that they were part of his, you know, they were part of his world that he had brought in. And he brought them in to heal them. And that's what he did. They said of everybody that was in there, everybody was out, released, you know, other places, you know, doing things, because he would take the files of these guys and just sit there in his office for like 8 hours. I mean, he'd go out and he'd look around, he'd look at the paint that wouldn't stick to the wall, you know, all this kind of stuff. They told all the different, you know, it's a very, I'll just say, inspirational, you know, short kind of blog thing there. But when you look at that and go, look at all the situations I've brought into my life, you know, they are here for my teaching. They are here for me to help them heal. And when you look at it as, I will be the healer, I will help them heal by using this, and you look at each person, it's like, you know, like say with your son, it's like, you know, I love you, because you do. With your children, that's an easy one to start with. I love you. You know, and then you go, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for, you know, whatever things that I've done that may have brought you to this condition, that, you know, may have, you know, hurt you in your heart, all those kind of things. You know, you think back through and you go, how was my interaction with my child? You know, and then please forgive me. You know, I was doing the best I knew.
Yeah.
Please forgive me of these things. And then last of all, thank you. You know, but it's like it's really like a meditative type of thing that you go through. So it's like I've given you a lot of homework here. You can come back here and listen to it.
You know, okay.
But there's a lot of very positive things that it's like, and like I said, I look at this as, you know, the storm, that's a good thing. It's a good thing because it's cleansing, because it's going to bring up all these things for you to look at, to examine, and, you know, and you get to make a choice. Once you know what you're dealing with and you can see it face to face, you get to say, I get to choose whether I keep this thought or not, whether this serves me or not. Does that make sense?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am. Do you see me coming completely out of this situation, especially finances? Right now, I don't even have enough money to pay my utilities and rent. And I'm stressing out on that.
Yeah. Now, I do remember
it's what you like
said. Yeah. I'm trying to think here. You know, sometimes in the community, there's like, you know, different communities have different things, but they'll have like an interfaith church or something like that. Someone that can, you know, because I know, you know, you had some other situations, money that you're kind of expecting, and it's like, and I know with the government, you got to do it like before they sometimes respond with stuff. But, you know, sometimes there's an interim, there's like a gap, you know, like extend the gap. I'm trying to think like that. It's like they can actually, you know, either give you a loan or just, you know, flat out give you a gift and say, you know, bring us your utility bill.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes there's like those things in your community.
Oh, yeah.
Say that again.
I have went to churches and different organizations last month, and they helped me out. And so I don't know what to do. I didn't ask my family, and they're, I don't know what's wrong with them. Seems like every time when they need me, I'm there. But when I need help, they disappear. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's where I'm at right now. I'm mainly concerned about this tomorrow, really. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and this is one of those, I don't know, I will say when I've been in the situation that you're in, and a lot of times what I've discovered is, you know, when your back is to the wall and the only way is up. So, you know, it's like this is one of those you know, those moments of, you know, get with God. I'm sorry, you know, get with God and just go, you know, I don't want to tell you. It's like, and it's again, I'm gonna refer back to Joel Osteen, because it's not about you know, telling God your problems. It's saying, this is what I need for a solution. And it's like, help me bring the solution. Please bring the solution, you know, or this resolution to this difficulty. It's like, whatever miracle you're going to bless me with, it's like, kind of need it now, you know. So it's like, whether it's you're thumbing through the yellow pages and something just kind of falls open, you know, I mean, there's a lot of different ways, you know, that God works. There's a little joke, you know, that goes around. This he was in a flood. And the guys were, you know, people were evacuating and saying, oh, you know, floodwater's rising. This guy's like, no. It's like, I'll be safe. I'll be fine, you know, because, you know, I love God. Okay, great. So he sent a, yeah, it's like the floodwaters came and they were up to his front porch. And then this guy, you know, people came by with a boat. And he's like, come on, get out. And he's, no, you know, God will save me. So floodwaters rise. He's up to his second story. It's like, no, another boat came by, bigger boat. Come on, get out, evacuate. No, I'm okay. So he's up on his roof, and he's, you know, on the chimney, and a helicopter comes by with the ladder, you know, climb up, you know, it's, you know, whatever. It is. No, God will save me. So the floodwaters came, he's washed downstream, he drowns. He's in heaven. He's having this conversation going, God, you know, he said you'd save me. And God was like, I sent you two boats and a helicopter. What did you want? So sometimes it's things that we, for ordinary, that are the things that help us. And I, you know, and I'm not sure, you know, like I said, I'm not sure the resources, you know, in your area. All I can say is, you know, something will come through. You know, I'm just gonna say, keep your eyes and ears open. Keep your eyes and ears open, and have that integrity and go, you know, thank you that you're making this possible, because, you know, something will happen. Something will occur.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that makes sense, but it's like, you know, again, it's like, you know, I'm going to say, remember Job's situation? You know, it's like, don't get discouraged. And it's like, you know, but I mean, people do, though. I mean, even Job got, you know, he got discouraged, but it's like, he still didn't sin against God, okay? So, you know, but so we can discourage, but it's like, don't stay there. Don't stay in the discouragement. You know, I'm just really going to encourage you again, you know, it's like, you know, kind of look at the, you know, check out the Joel Osteen stuff, check out the, you know, the Secret. You know, there's a lot of things out there where it's like, it helps get a grip on it. And like I say, it is. I acknowledge it's very, very hard when you're in the midst of doing this to not despair. But, you know, that's all I can say is just, you know, go out and turn this around. And if there's something that you can do today where you can have joy, go do something today, Melvin, that makes you happy. Go do something that, you know, I mean, take a walk. I don't know if you're, you know, by the seashore. I don't know, you know, where you're at. But it's like, you know, get outside, do something. Get some sunshine, get some fresh air. You know, go sit in the grass in the park, you know, something like that. But do something today that you have joy, that you feel really happy. And it's like, and that, you know, and carry that joy with you, okay? Even it's just, you know, it's like that stop and smell the roses moment, okay? Find something today that you have some joy out of. And it's like, because that is the spark and that is the beginning of turning things around, is being able to say, okay, thank you, God, that you've brought me to this. I hope I'm learning whatever lesson it is that you're bringing, you know, to me for this. So help me know what it is and help me to have joy in spite of it. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am, that makes sense. Thank you.
Alrighty. Well, call us back. I'm not sure. Let's see. I think Bonnie and Susan are on vacation tomorrow. I'm not sure what we've got going, you know, tomorrow, but we're going to be on later in the week. And I'm thinking Leslie Journey is going to be with us on Thursday. And it's like, and I know she's always got really good advice too. So, you know, please do call us back. Okay.
Okay. I will. Thank you so much. I'm going to go back
Alrighty.
And listen to your show.
Alrighty.
Here. Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Well, thank you. Thank
All
you
right.
very much.
Okay.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
For calling in. Bye. God bless. All righty. Let's see. And, oh, if I can get blog to work here. There it is. Okay. And we've got one more Skype caller here. Hello. Who am I talking with today?
Hi, Kelly. This is Deep.
Hi. How are you doing, Deep?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. It's Sunday, it's the first day of my week, so it's like, I'm starting the week. What's your question?
I was wondering if you could do a relationship card reading for me, but I do not have my friend's date of year of birth. I have her month and date, but not the year. Will that do?
Oh, for the two of you? Okay.
Yes.
Alrighty. So okay, let me grab up here really quick, because when I'm doing more than one, it's like, yeah, I need to not trust to just my memory here. So okay, so what's the first month and date we're looking at here?
Her birth date is 26th of June.
June 26th. Okay.
Yes, I don't have her year. Is that all right?
Okay. Yeah. We'll just do a kind of a general card comparison.
Right. Mine is 24th of April, 1978.
Okay, let's see. I'm having a little bit of trouble with my sound here. It's like I caught 78 out of that, okay? And what was the rest of it?
Mine was 24th of April, 1978.
Okay, 24th of, I keep getting one more piece. I've got the 24th of the month, the 78th year, and it's like, and of 1978, and it's like, and I'm still not getting the month. January?
No,
February?
It's April.
April?
Mm-hmm.
April? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so we're looking at April 24th and June 26th. Okay, let's see what this has going on together with. This is... 24th of April is a 10 of clubs and a king of spades. Okay, we've got 10 of clubs with a king of spades. That's a very powerful, those are very powerful cards for a lady. I'll put it that way. Okay, and then yours is April 24th. No. Yours is not. No, I just did. Nope. Yours is April 24th. There we go. Sorry about that. Okay, and then June 26th is the other one. Hers is a 4 of clubs and a 6 of hearts. Okay, so you are the 10 of clubs with the king of spades. Okay, and hers is the 4 of clubs with the 6 of hearts. Okay, 4 of clubs and 6 of hearts. All right, let me just do a little comparison here and see what kind of things, you know, I mean, I'm going to say this is the, you know, what if, it's like, you know, what if you guys get together type of thing. So I'm going to start how you see it, because there's, you know, there's always two sides to this, is like how you see it, how she sees it. Okay, mm-hmm. The 10 of clubs with the 4 of clubs. Your first connection there for you, you guys have a Uranian connection in the spiritual, which means highly likely that you were like together in a previous life. You guys may have been like of the same religious order or something like that, you know, so you have a lot of philosophies, a lot of thoughts in common, you know, and that's one of the things that's brought forward. It's a very humanitarian type of connection. The second connection, as you see it, is the Neptune connection, which is, it's our hopes and dreams, but it can also be fantasies and illusions, okay? So there's just a cautionary there. That one's for this one. The next one you have, the third one, as you see it, is a Saturn in the spiritual. So it's something karmic coming forward with that one. Again, something that you may want to finish up. Fourth one is a Mars connection, which can, you know, can give passion and attraction, but it can also be argumentation and, you know, kind of being, you know, picky with each other if you don't get out and you know, like either exercise or, you know, get that energy worked out in a positive way. The very fifth connection is a Venus connection. Of course, that's, you know, that's a loving connection. Overall, though, I see the, you know, the attraction, and this is like if you think of a thermometer, you know, on a scale, if you think of, say, 10 degrees above zero and 10 degrees below zero, you've got a positive 3 for attraction. But you've also got a positive 3 for intensity, which means there could be a little more friction than you would, you know, normally want with this person if you get to know them better type of thing. The overall compatibility for you guys is, you know, as you see it, is a 1. So, you know, it could be, I mean, it, you know, you could always work things out, but it might be a little more challenging than what you might think. You know, a lot of times yeah, like I say, with that, for Give Me a Clue, was just that Neptunian, the Neptune one. It's like anytime you have someone with the Neptune, you know, connection that high, it's like, you know, you can sometimes project your what you want to happen instead of what's really happening with them. I'm going to look at it from her direction, too. Now, hers is also the Uranian, her very first one, as she sees you, the Uranian and the spiritual. Again, there's that spiritual connection, that past life. The second one for her is the Venus connection. Okay, so, you know, there's some loving feelings there. Now, the third one for her is a Mars connection in the spiritual. So it could have been, you know, you guys also could have shared like a, you know, life as either soldiers or adversaries, something like that. It can be some adversarial things coming in. Especially with the one followed up, it's that fourth connection as she sees it is Saturn. So it's like, and that's kind of this life, it's, you know, kind of restrictive, but it kind of burns in some way. The very last one for her is also Neptune one. So there's, you know, can be a little bit of maybe some fantasy going on there too. Again, now her attraction towards you would be a 3. The intensity is a 2. So she'd tend to, you know, feel less tension or less, you know, tend to bicker with you. Compatibility for her would be a 2. You know, there's better, there can be higher numbers, you know, for people, you know, with compatibility and stuff overall. 2 is not bad. But when you combine it with the fact that it's like, you know, your attraction is a little, you know, I'll say a little on the lower side, you know, for having an intensity of 2, it's like you need maybe a little bit higher attraction for both you guys, especially with the intensity level, because there's going to be some things, you know, that would come up, and I'll say from the past, from past things working out. And this is probably the desire, you know, if you're, I don't know if you're with this individual or not, but that's why you feel the attraction for them, is there's this desire to kind of work things out and kind of clean up, you know, kind of clean up the karma, I'll say, from past times, okay? It's interesting to me that, now Venus is not in the past time, that's just, you know, this one, but it's like that both of them have Uranus, so there's that philosophy, you know, it's like you guys can be like-minded in things. With hers, it's like the Mars, it could have been some conflict, and with yours, what was that? What's the other one? I should take better notes when I'm doing these. Okay. With yours, it was, what was the other spiritual that you had a connection to? Spiritual. It was, let me look here again. The Saturn. Okay, that's what it was. Yeah, and the Saturn is, you know, of course, your karmic stuff that you're, you know, wanting to work out. So Saturn, like I say, with the Saturn and Mars connections, you know, she's got a, you know, you've got a Saturn connection with her, she's got a Mars connection in the spiritual. There are some possibly, adversarial things. And it's like they come up, even though you're, you know, in the context of a relationship, it's like those kind of things will come up, and they need to be handled. If they're not handled well, it can lead to a breakup. Okay, I'm just going to put it that way. It's like, you know, you guys have some positive feelings, you know, I'll say from, you know, possibly being, you know, in the same either, you know, religious order or something like that, you know, some involved in some philosophy or something in a past life. But with the challenging ones, with the Mars and Saturn in the spiritual, there's some, I'll say, heavier karma to work out. Okay, there are some things that, you know, you might have been soldiers at arms together, or you might have been soldiers at arms on the opposite sides of the battlefield, okay? So, it, you know, a lot of times we see people come together with that, and it's like they will come together to try to work those out. You know, whether it succeeds or not depends on the level of awareness of the people. So, you know, that's kind of where it's at. And like I say, I'm not sure if you're, you know, if you're with that person, if you're dating that person, but, you know, it's something to be aware of in the context of a relationship that you might, you know, be interested in either starting with or with that person. And, you know, this is where I would definitely say, you know, get a hold of Bonnie, because she's, you know, she's does the counseling bit. You know, I know she's certified in counseling, had a lot of experience in life, that kind of stuff. So, you know, she might have some other insights from the other side. So hope that helps. Right. Hope that it makes some sense to you.
Yes, it does help. Thank you, Kelly. Hello.
an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise...
He did the mash. Okay, well, that was interesting. It kicked me off of there, so, yeah, forget about those blog moments. So, anyway, we always say, you know, guys, when it kicks the host out, yeah, don't feel bad if it boots you out of your chat or out of the queue. It's like, you know, we all always tell people, call back in, but that was very interesting. Like, all right, hasn't done that to me in a long time, but today was my day. Anyway, not sure if what we're doing tomorrow yet. I've got to get with Bonnie. We may have some shows up Monday and Tuesday. We have one up Wednesday for sure. Ron and I are going to be on, and then Thursday, oh, is Laura Perrette. That's right, I forgot. Laura Perrette is going to be with us. This is her one time a month that she's with us with that awesome, amazing angel speak and healing stuff. We might do some last minute momentary things for Monday, but we're going to have to wait and see. And yeah, golly. Apologies there, Deep, if you're out there and listen to this, it's like, sorry about that. It's like, it kicked me off and it left you on, so no. And then when I got back on, you were gone, so I was like, all right. I was having one of those blog talk moments. But anyway, we will see you guys again. You know, like, all I can say is call back in on the, you know, the 347-838-8864. That's the best way to check and see if we have a show on Monday or Tuesday. Like I say, I know we have our Wednesday and Thursday bit going on. And until then, we'll see you guys later. Have an awesome, wonderful day.